Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. From getting to work and school, to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything we do.
And a look at some stats over the summer season.
From Portland's most accurate forecast team.
A stretch of time where we're dry is kind of interesting.
With meteorologist Kelly Bairn.
Models weren't pointing to much significant rain.
And Joseph Dames.
Yeah, it's been a real spring roller coaster the last.
This is your weather.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Tuesday, October 5th, and we are falling right into some cooler temperatures this week and a little bit of rain, too. I've got our weekend meteorologist, Joseph Dames, on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Hey, good morning, Kelly. Good morning to everybody out there. Yeah, this weekend, when I was in with Wayne, we were just chatting it up about the forecast coming, and it kind of just feels like we're missing out on the nice 70-degree weather because we're just falling straight into the cooler air, as you mentioned, this week.
Yeah, temperatures are really going to take a dip, and I miss it, too. I mean, we were discussing a little bit earlier on how we held on to 80-degree days a little longer than we typically do. 80-degree tally was, I think, about 83 days. This year, which ties 2015. We may have even surpassed 2015, which held the record for the most number of 80-degree days within a year. So maybe we missed the 70s completely.
I think we kind of missed them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because with some cool air moving in, and it seems like it may stick around for a bit. By the time we recover from that, I think our averages are probably back into the 60s. So yeah, you made this graphic about October starting off around the lower 70s and ending in the upper 50s. And if you've been watching, I'm sure you've seen us use it. And that is the truth. I mean, we really transition quick in October. So it's hard to go back once we lose these 70-degree days.
Yeah. And we'll get into this week's forecast. But first, got to hit that icebreaker question. And it's about our fall season. Joseph, what is your favorite thing about fall? Is it the food, the movies, the clothing, just the vibes? What are you all about during fall?
There's so many cliche things you can jump onto for fall. I think it is just that transition to sweaters and flannels and flannels, especially Pacific Northwest. Give me the clothes. So I think it's just the overall vibes. I think I am all about that for fall. We get those really hot days in the summer and it just makes me want to have cooler air, but not quite winter. So fall is kind of the Goldilocks of the seasons for me.
It's definitely
it's just a nice spot right there. So
I would agree. I think it's just nice to be able to walk outside and not get too hot. I think I'd rather be too cold than too hot. So to be able to wear a jacket and then take it off versus like in the summer, you can only go so far, trying to stay cool out there in what you're wearing. So I'm excited about kind of the wardrobe change too. And some of the leaves falling off the trees and coating the roadways and all of the orange and yellow red leaves that we can see. It's just such a beautiful time of the year.
I almost feel like the air is more fresh. It just feels really good in the fall. Like when it doesn't get too cold to set that nice, perfect temperature. It just feels nice. And then, growing up, it'd be like a good bonfire time. And I kind of like turning on the heat a little bit. And I don't know, it's just like it's kind of a comfort season. So that's why I'm about it.
Yeah, all of the baked goods that I will try and make in the kitchen. It's baking season again. And I think one thing we can both agree on is that we are anti-pumpkin spice lattes for this season. So you won't be hearing much out of us about that pumpkin spice latte. So.
No, there's a craze out there, but it's not coming from us. Yeah, I'm not into it.
No, I do like pumpkin though, and pumpkin pies. So we'll get
same,
there.
Same, love pumpkin pies. I love like a cinnamon. Love spices.
But oh yeah,
the combo in a coffee form. It's just not my thing.
It's just like a piece of cake in a cup that you're drinking. That's why it's tough for me. But this week we're looking at some cooler conditions. I mean, on Monday we were still near normal in the upper 60s. around the valley. But come Tuesday, we're really dropping things down. So as you're heading out the door today, you'll want to grab the rain jacket because we are tracking your next weather system that will likely bring some wet moments through this afternoon.
Yes. It's going to bring maybe a tenth, a quarter of an inch, somewhere around there, I think, as far as precipitation goes, which is definitely enough for you to grab that rain jacket no matter what you're doing. I think the rain kind of kicks into gear as we go through our midday, maybe at times continuing a little bit later, starting for the coast earlier. What do you think about the timing of this this rain?
Yeah, so it's a cold front that swings in. I think through the very early morning hours on Tuesday, we could see some of that rain. So it's likely out there for the coast, but more so in Portland today as we head into our 9 o'clock hour. So if you're stepping outside here soon, you'll likely see some rain showers, but do expect to see that picking up around midday, that heavier rain band kind of works through. So morning, scattered showers, pretty light rain, but could see some damp conditions out. I think the heavier stuff does come around midday.
Yeah, and I'm not ruling out a couple showers that may be pretty, moderate. That may, you know, like not just a really light rain. We may have a couple showers that are, packing a bit of a bite to them, but I don't expect it to be like a steady, heavy rain throughout the day. This cold front, although it seems to have some strength to it, it's not going to be attached with like a massive plume of moisture or anything along those lines, but it's enough to get the ground wet again. There's no doubt about that, and it keeps us cool. Like we just won't see a lot of sunshine, cooler air mass. So I think temperature is down to about 60 degrees.
Yeah, I believe that's what I have for today's highs, and we stay in the 60s the rest of the week, even though we do start to dry out. So Wednesday, the system is still kind of lingering. And that cooler air mass is in place. There's still a little bit of energy and moisture. So Wednesday, expect to see scattered rain showers through the afternoon that could be a little heavy at times as well. And I think there is a slight chance for thunderstorms across the coast and possibly a rogue system even around Portland or the valley heading into our Wednesday. But then the system works out the door, and by Thursday we're drying out, but temperatures do stay in the low 60s really all week long.
Yeah, we have this trough of cool air that kind of just evolves over the course of the week. It starts off as we go into our Tuesday here, and then it shoots one piece of energy out, and then we have another one like maybe pushing in on Friday, but we don't really see a ridge develop. We don't really see any warmer air moving on in. So yeah, it's just kind of a pool of cool air around us as we go through the week. And if you wanted straight on fall, like late October type weather, we are getting it now. So it's here. So I mentioned I liked flannels. I guess I'll be wearing some flannels this week.
How many flannels do you have, Joseph?
Oh, you know,
how many color schemes?
Yeah, I seem to favor the like red kind of
classic
brownish flannels. I probably only have like three or four like schemes, and I probably only have like a handful of flannels. I actually don't have too many of them.
I actually just got rid of the one flannel I have because it was just from way too long ago. Didn't fit quite right anymore. A little too small. So I need to get some new flannels because they're just fun to wear to the grocery store, you know, or when it's not quite too chilly out midday, a flannel's perfect to wear. So
yeah, you just kind of throw it on.
Right.
Yeah, I feel really grungy when I'm rocking them, and that's exactly how I want to feel. So
right? It's such a good look that I grew up with as well up in Seattle.
Yeah.
That's just kind of the vibes out here.
Yeah.
So this week, again, really looking at the rainy weather today and then Wednesday. So keep the rain gear nearby. Again, Wednesday is a little unsettled. I think we'll see showers through the afternoon, but then we do start to dry out by the evening time on Wednesday. Thursday, mostly sunny. We get just a break in the systems and likely back to sunshine. We'll still stay cool in the low 60s. And then right now, I still have Friday dry, but it does look like a quick disturbance rolls in by the morning time, which could drop some showers, most likely for the coast. And right now, not expecting that rain to make it into the valley, but I would keep an eye on Friday as the forecast changes. Because there is a chance we see maybe some quick showers.
Yeah, there's no doubt that that system's probably going to lead us down a different direction a little bit later as we go into the week. It just seems like it has that written all over it. So, I would be prepared for maybe a subtle change or a slight change as we head into Friday, maybe bringing in some showers. But it seems like a coast would be a better bet for some of the rain on Friday. And so we just can't escape all the stuff that's going on this week. It seems like it's going to be cool, shower here, shower there, but
yeah,
you know, like I mentioned, not an atmospheric river really intact yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's, you know, a couple days of rain, several days of dry weather. Still, there will be some time to get outside and get some of those outdoor activities or tasks done, like maybe in your yard, but really, the rain kind of moves in by Sunday. It kind of looks like a larger system arrives, and that one is going to even cool us down more. I know, Joseph, you were looking at the long-range forecast, and out that way, there's definitely some cooler and more wet conditions setting up here across the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, some extended weather models that could push out, you know, what's this call it, 14 days. They're showing temperatures in the lower 50s for us. So we're not sure if we've seen our last 70 degree day. It seems like that is possible, but I'm hoping not, actually. I was ready for fall, but I wasn't ready for like the end of fall. You know, I wanted like that sweet spot of early fall, and I'm not sure if we're going to get it, but it seems like we may be down into the 50s even beyond this week. That's something.
Yeah, it's a big change coming off of our summertime when almost it seemed like every day was above normal and hotter than it should be. Mm-hmm. So to get this cooler stretch, it is hard to believe. I'm like, there's no way we could not see 70s there's no way
upper
we're only
60s.
Gonna see. Yeah, you know, so it is tough to hear. I do love the early parts of fall too, when you can still get some of the ridges that that pop in, like we've already seen at the end of September and October. Like this past weekend where it was just pleasant and it was beautiful.
So nice. Yeah.
For outdoor activities. But
did you go to the pumpkin patch? I saw some coworkers posting on social media about it.
Yeah, it was funny because all of the coworkers that did make it to the pumpkin patch, I asked them, did you guys go? Because all last week, I just could not stop chiming about how perfect pumpkin patch weather it was this weekend. And they were like, oh, yeah, we're going because you said so. So, yeah, it was a great weekend. I didn't make it out there, but I know there were a lot of folks in the patches. There's just so many good farms around Oregon.
Sure.
And it was just a great weekend to get out there. So I think midweek we'll see some nice pumpkin patch weather, but it does look like more rain is on the way as we look to next week, kind of further down the forecast, more of that long range time scale.
Cool and wet. So
yeah,
it would be a good time just to like get a new rain jacket if you want something new for fall.
Yeah,
go get a new rain jacket or something.
Boot shopping.
Yeah, that's a good idea. There you go.
And I do think we start to build up our snowpack in the mountains by late October. But I mean, if we're already getting these cooler late October like systems now, we could possibly pick up some new snow on Mount Hood too a little earlier and even this week. So that's something that I'll keep an eye on and kind of check on later. But yeah, I think that's about it. You know, a cooler, more wet week. There will be plenty of dry days this week, mostly Thursday through Saturday. But prep for some rain and prep to see some cooler temperatures as we look forward even more. Is there anything else you want to add, Joseph?
No, just happy October. I think this is our first podcast of the month. So
it is, yeah.
Enjoy it.
It's still hard to believe we're already in October. So my brain is still in September somewhere.
Yeah, because it felt like summer for so long. It's just, yeah, I'm with you. Here we go, October.
And we're loving it. All right, we will catch you next week on Tuesday.
The COIN Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.